Nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together than the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is the home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Slash, and Super Sam Ross always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Green Legion Radio, everybody. Happy Saturday post Elton John concert that I was at last night.
How you feeling?
I feel like absolute garbage because I'm hungover. You guys know we're kidding right now.
Insert line here.
Yeah, insert line here. We are pre-taping Green Legion Radio Thursday, so I do not have to worry about doing a show on Saturday at 1 o'clock. While you guys are stuck in traffic, I'm nursing my Elton John hangover on the couch doing absolutely nothing.
At least not this Saturday. You don't worry about doing a show on Saturday, though.
I know.
Ludlum Bar and Grill next Saturday.
And Zach couldn't wait to get it in.
Let's go.
Couldn't wait to get it
in.
That's why he has two kids.
We will be. We will be. Giggity. We will be in Seattle City next week, everybody. Saturday the 23rd. Third at the Ludlum Bar and Grill, live from 12 to 3. 12 to 1 is Baseball Brunch with Greg Murphy and Chris Sack. And 1 to 3 is Green Legion Radio with Irving Fryer, Chris Sack, Michael non-existent Diaz, Super Sam, Slash will not be there. I'll be producing as well.
At least I gave you a heads up.
Thank you.
Unlike
I appreciate
some people.
That. Yeah, Diaz said, oh, I told you last week. Okay. That for some reason, I either don't hear you anymore or you were really quiet about it.
Can we go with a little bit of the booth?
I never heard him.
You didn't hear him?
No.
All right.
I didn't hear him either.
No.
Everybody, Quimby here. Joined alongside my co-host, Chris Sack, my producer, Slash, and of course, our seemingly more consistent guest in here than Diaz. I got you. I'm getting there.
Can I add something real quick?
No.
It's nice to have somebody with a brain in that seat for once.
That's just true. This is true. Everybody, Mark Matera from the Winston, everybody, the Winston, formerly McFadden's 3rd Street. Yes, the building with the big smiley face on it when you're crossing over Callow Hill and coming up 3rd Street North. It's a great spot, great bartenders, great TVs, great food, great atmosphere. Make sure you stop in and check them out. Of course, down in Sea Isle, our no longer intern, just our Super Sam Brady. She loses intern credit as soon as we hire Lauren as our intern. So
I'm going to try to figure out, I'm going to do something to get rid of the Brady part.
To get rid of Lauren? Why?
No, to get rid of the,
Try explaining it to my seat after Lauren was sitting here on Tuesday. It's upset right now.
How did
I go from
that
ass to that ass? Like straight up.
Jeez. HR.
It's okay. We can get away with that one. I like it. Let's see, who's in the room with us today? We've got Missy Hadfield, Brian Walden, Lou Mancini. What's happening? The Unhappy Gilmore's here as well. Russ Taylor, good to see all of you guys. Well, we're going to talk today about the AFC predictions. We gave you last week our NFC predictions. We got through Eagles predictions. We're going to have plenty of talk about next week, I guarantee it, without having a single topic pre-show to discuss, because I know one of you guys is going to do something stupid down in Seattle that's going to give us room for fire the second we're there. So,
You're not lying.
Aside that, Chris doesn't know that I'm coming at him with this right now. But what happened with your Flyers, man? some big free agent signing that wasn't. That would have been great, but I mean, so did the Flyers do something dumb again?
Of course they did. What else do you come to expect from the franchise these days? It's funny because I know Diaz likes to harp on the fact that, like, oh, the Flyers 20, 25 years. Well, the funny thing is the Flyers have still been more effective and more efficient and done more over the last 20, 25 years than the Sixers, but that's neither here nor there.
Wait, how about them Flyers?
They're brutal. Right now, it's brutal. They're coming off two of their worst seasons in franchise history. Chuck Fletcher is a complete embarrassment for a general manager. He's by far the worst general manager in town, as things currently reside in Philadelphia, and we all know things can change pretty fast. The fact that Johnny Gaudreau from the Calgary Flames, coming off 115-point season last year with the Flames, wanted to come home. South Jersey native, big Flyers fan growing up, turned down a boatload of money. Like, more money than what he wound up getting with the Columbus Blue Jackets. He turned them down so that way he could get closer to being home. And the Flyers tried, and now they're denying that they tried, but every hockey pundit that is out there has said that the Flyers bought out Oscar Lindblom and his $3 million contract with 1 year left on it. They bought him out, and they were trying to move James Remyrzyk in his last year of his deal to clear up enough money to where they could lure in Johnny Gaudreau. The thing is, though, is Chuck Fletcher is so stupid, and other general managers know that he's stupid. They were demanding, in order to take on his contract and his money and his hefty cap hit, that they wanted a first-round draft pick to come along with it. Now, if you look they said no. Now, listen, they said an aggressive retool. An aggressive retool was what they were going to be doing this season. The aggressive retool so far has resulted in trading away 3 draft picks to get Tony DeAngelo, who's had his troubles elsewhere. He's coming in here, race issues and teammate issues, locker room issues, and he's coming in here, also another South Jersey native.
Worst general manager. Clearly hadn't been to the Target on Cheltenham Avenue.
Actually, I have. I actually lived up there for
Russ
a year
Taylor.
And a half. Yes. They are pretty bad there for sure. But the fact that you trade away 3 draft picks to bring in Tony DeAngelo and you sign him to a 2-year extension worth $5 million a year, after you traded for Rasmus Ristolainen, a first round pick and other draft picks to get him in here, a guy that is, like, by every metric, hockey metric, is completely, like, overrated, terrible, first round pick, a first overall draft pick was Ristolainen years ago for the Buffalo Sabres. The fact that you are willing to trade away those draft picks and bring in the money and extend like he did with Ristolainen during the season last year for no apparent reason. You had no money and you had no draft assets now to move on to get a legit superstar into Philadelphia. And I know a lot of fans for the Flyers, they want to rebuild. They want to do a complete
We haven't complete had a, rebuild. A legit superstar since Lindros.
You are full of crap. What's that? Smack you around. But you have an opportunity to bring in a guy. You have an opportunity to bring in a guy that's 29 years old.
That's our hit to sack against Claude Giroux.
Yeah. Top 5 flyer of all time. I mean, statistically.
Yeah, longevity will do that.
You can't lie.
Go ahead.
Who did go back to Ottawa, by the way, his hometown. But you had a shot to bring in a legit superstar player in Johnny Gaudreau to Philadelphia and really, like, start to try and put some pieces around a real legit top talent in the NHL.
And he's at prime of his career.
29. Yeah. In hockey, that's another 4 or 5 years
at
left
least.
Of your prime. And he signed a 7-year deal with the Columbus Blue Jackets. You just let him just go to a division rival now. So a guy that you're going to have to deal with. The other 3 teams that were in on him were Columbus, the Devils, and the Islanders. They were all in on him. So regardless, he was going to come back and haunt you next season and seasons in the future moving forward. This right here, what Chuck Fletcher is doing is completely destroying any integrity that the franchise has left. And what it's also doing is it's diminishing any faith that the fan base has left for them. I'm a half season ticket holder for the Flyers. I love hockey. I love the Flyers. But this right here sticks in my craw. You go out and you make a move for an old veteran head coach in John Tortorella. And you expect to try and surround him with pieces where he can succeed next year and beyond with the Flyers. But you're relying on the fact that Sean Couturier is going to come back from a back injury where he had back surgery last season. And Ryan Ellis did not go under the knife and have surgery. He right now is still rehabbing. And nothing is positive with him coming back for your number one defenseman. This team right now is in a lot of trouble. We'll see how things progress next season. I mean, they're not a playoff team. Could they become one? Possibly, but you're stuck in that purgatory of the NHL, which is not where you want to be. You either want to be
it's NBA purgatory.
It might be worse with the way things work with the draft lottery now with hockey. And you have a guy out there who's a franchise changing player that's coming out in next year's draft, Connor Bedard. This kid is legit. I mean, you're looking at Crosby McDavid level, and now you're kind of taking yourself out of that that sweepstakes in order to get him because you're going to be middling. That's what you're going to be. You're going to be middling between the 8 and 9 seed of the Eastern Conference and being really bad.
Lou Mancini, be careful where you go on this show with Ed Snyder.
He's not going to rise from the grave.
He is a scum bag and was from the beginning.
I was going to say he was around probably 20 years too long as the Flyers owner because he didn't.
No. My turn. Mm-hmm. All right. Fact is, you look this up. There's an article that was written about Ed Snyder, the former owner of the John Hancock Building in Philadelphia, and how Ed Snyder stole the Flyers from this individual. I can't remember the name. Somebody will come up with it in our chat room. But Ed Snyder, piece of shot.
Garbage.
Absolute garbage.
You know what, Sam? Come on.
Let's be completely honest.
Write that down.
Let's be completely honest right now. All right. There was a period of time, you know, the Legion of Doom, that era of hockey was just amazing. And, you know, aside the fact that you had to go up against Detroit, there was an opportunity for you to pull a championship. I never thought
they were in the conference finals, 95, 2000, 04. Yeah. I mean, like they were knocking on the door.
They were knocking on the door. 15 years. And they were knocking on the door with a legit hockey team as opposed to the crap that Philadelphia believed in 74 and 75, which was nothing but a mod squad on ice. All right.
You got to adjust.
It wasn't hockey. All right. I get it. I was 4 and 5 years old at the time. People loved it. People in Philadelphia loved the tough guy attitude. It's great. They were complete effing garbage as far as a hockey team goes.
That's why I said 12. Well, at least 20 years too long because he was still living in the 70s. He was in the 2010s.
Yeah. How long did it take for the Flyers to start bringing in European players?
Exactly.
All right. Really, you know, the fast skating movability that was not existent in any of these.
One consistency I always had while watching, I'm like, they look so slow and lethargic out there.
And here's the thing. If you guys watched the Stanley Cup Finals between the Avalanche and the Lightning, and you're sitting there going, like, Chuck Fletcher gives a 4-year contract with a minuscule cap hit, but a 4-year contract to a guy that fights and is physical and will make it tough to play against the Flyers. Like, if you watch that brand of hockey and then you watch what we're going to be rolling out there and you're saying tough to play against, no, you need to be sucking air. You need to be caught on the ice that for long shifts because you got offensive zone pressure. That is what the new school NHL is all about.
No, we love the Daniel Carcillos and the Radko Gudas.
Tough to play against.
Yeah.
Tough to play against. No, tough to play against is skilled guys that can do things with the puck that you couldn't even imagine.
Guys that'll just skate around your ass.
Yes, and make you suck wind because you don't know what to do with yourself. You're trying to get to the bench, and because you're trying to get to the bench, they're just going to sit there and play puck back and forth. You don't even know what to do, and they're just going to score goals on you all day. That's the brand of hockey that is taking over this day's NHL.
Doesn't help you didn't get an elite goalie.
Listen, stop that. I mean, Carter Hart had a good bounce back year last year.
Still talking about Ed Snyder.
Okay. Well, we had Bobrovsky, but then he brought in Brzezinski. You know, and Bobrovsky goes elsewhere and wins 2 Vezinas and becomes a.
Yeah. Is he still getting paid? Or is that contract finally over?
No,
he's getting
paid. Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah.
Bobby Bonilla.
How many years?
I'll look it up.
It might be 2035. I think.
Yeah, you might be surprised with how long he's.
Seriously. That long.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
What? All right. So has Comcast Spectacor just lived under the premise that they can do no wrong for so long at this point that they don't realize they've ostracized the 90% Flyer fan, which I was, you know, they were 4th on my list, no doubt. But during that run, they were 2nd on the list.
You would put them on over the Sixers
and the Phillies, because it was a long time. It was a long period of time where the Phillies were just absolute garbage in that period.
Yeah, but when I say
100% above the Sixers.
Yeah, when I say that context, and that was during Iverson years. You know, but it was Iverson. You were watching Iverson.
What,
you weren't,
Flyers
you weren't really
run?
Watching Sixers. Like that run with the Flyers during the Lindros years.
Yeah.
Where they were must-see television.
Does Comcast Spectacor, are they so full of themselves they don't realize that they have they have officially pushed everybody away at this point.
Did you look at the attendance last season? The attendance was pathetic.
Why don't they just, what are they doing? Why are they holding on? They obviously do not know how to run an NHL franchise.
Briscoe, I'm sorry. Briscoe of 1.63 million, up until 2027.
Yeah. Chuck Fletcher, Comcast Spectacor. All right. You guys are terrible.
Just call out Dave Scott. Dave Scott. Comcast Spectacor.
Here's the deal. Sell the team. You do not know what you're doing. It is evident you don't know what you're doing. Leave. All right. Make a pile of money. Give everybody their severance packages. See if they'll get jobs in other NHL franchises around the league. But get the F out. I want to be a Flyers fan. You know why I'm not? Because I saw this crap a long time ago. I saw how this this upper level management did everything. It was not conducive to what we want to see here in Philadelphia. And it's become more and more evident that either they're gasping for their last breath or they just consistently do not know what the hell they are doing.
Everybody has
no
each other.
Winning a Stanley Cup. I mean, look what they did when you had Carty here and Richards. Mike Richards. They all went to LA and they won a Stanley Cup.
Wow.
Two, 3 years in a row.
Yeah, but that team had Jonathan Quick.
Yeah, but you got to remember those guys had to leave because there were no more girls.
Actually, I think wasn't that Seattle City? Sam, you were down there during those years.
Uh-huh. There it is. Call it out.
I guess because their name's not Rex.
She didn't.
No.
She actually. We were talking about hockey for a hot second on the Right on Cue show on Tuesday. She goes, "That's the one with the bent stick, right?" I'm like, "This is not Peyronie's disease."
Oh, you didn't see my comment? I said, "Are we talking about Rex or are we talking about hockey?"
But the Quimby, to your point, you know, talk about owners that don't take pride in the team; they're just there for the money. Like we were talking about that last week with Detroit. You know,
they're there for the money and they're there for their little buddy system. They've always hired from within. They never look outside. The first time they did was when they hired Vigneault. Other than that, Berube was within, Scott had,
well, Hextall had Hextall's son.
Exactly.
You know,
it's all a connection. They're looking out for each other. They're not looking to win. Yeah. That's how
I ran into Hextall down in Fort Lauderdale at the Westin. While we were checking in, Marilyn and I walked up to him. I'm like, "How do you feel?" He goes, "I'm fine."
I look at it like this. There's a lot of teams, and you can say what you want about not looking from outside the organization. Yeah. There's a lot of teams that have players, former players, as general managers now in the NHL that are succeeding, that are really good teams. I mean, look at the Colorado Avalanche. They just won with Joe Sakic, former captain, former two-time cup winner there. He's their general manager. Just got
well, they won.
Yeah, they won.
They know how to win.
Exactly. And that's my point, though. Like, Chuck Fletcher hasn't won anywhere he's been. Like, a lot of people want to try and give him credit for what he did in Minnesota. What did they do? It's like Diaz trying to tell me how the Sixers are great. They can't even get to a conference finals. That was the Wild. Like, you did nothing. To me, if you can't get to a Final Four in a league, you mean nothing. It's the toughest round to win in a sport. Is the conference championship or the National League Championship Series to get to the finals or get to the World Series. It is the toughest. If you cannot get through your own conference or your league, you're nothing. You've done nothing.
The problem is, though, is that they've been so predictable.
Second place is first place loser.
They've been so predictable the last however many years, the Flyers. Well, yeah, because you know they're going to be a fringe eighth seed, get in the first round, get knocked out. But, you know, woohoo, we had a week of, hockey playoffs. It's just – that's the way it's been. They've been that fringe team. They've been that pre-processed Sixers team for the last 20 years.
Yeah, it's difficult to watch. It's difficult to accept as a Flyers fan because I
– Do they realize, though?
I don't think they do.
Are they that full of themselves? Is this the smug episode of South Park where everybody in San Francisco just enjoys the smell of their own farts so much that they don't realize.
I think you're onto something.
I mean, what does Comcast do that they don't think is great? Look at them. They have the two biggest buildings in the city.
Well, that Spectacor is not Comcast.
I'm not saying what they, yeah, but it still has the Comcast title though. They own the Wells Fargo Center, just like they own the two biggest buildings in the city. They own NBC Sports Philadelphia. That's why the broadcasting rights and the broadcasting studios are out of the Wells Fargo Center. They have so much control. And we were talking about this earlier, Quimby, when you called me. This is the reason why, a lot of ways, the Sixers are looking to move out of the Wells Fargo Center and get their own arena, because they're tired of having to answer to Comcast Spectacor and their minions. That's exactly what they're trying to do. And it's such a bad way of doing business, what the Flyers are doing, because they keep on trying to shove that stupid ass mascot down your damn friggin' throat.
You hate
every single, but it's so every stupid. Single game. It's every single promotion is that stupid ass Gritty. And I'm so sick and tired of it, because they put more attention and focus into marketing him than they do to, into putting,
because yeah, it was $250 out of their pocket for
any
that costume.
Player.
And we're going to ask Zach to hold on to this anger for a hot minute, because we need to take a break here on Green Legion Radio. We hope you're enjoying the drive to or from the shore, listening to us on 102.5 FM Philadelphia or on the iHeartRadio app worldwide. This is Green Legion Radio. Quimby, Zach, Mark, Slash, and Super Sam down in Sea Isle. You guys, we will be back right after this. All right, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia or on the iHeartRadio app anywhere around the world. If you guys are slumming it in the city with us, enjoy. If we're probably, well, we would have been down at Mark's new place on the water, but it's not ready yet.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Yeah, you jackass.
What'd you do?
But, we'll probably be at, Cavs River Deck right now is where we'll be, or I will just be sucking on my thumb until I get on a 6 a.m. flight to the Caymans in the morning. So,
that sucks.
Yeah, you guys can all kiss my ass. Thank you.
What a rough life to live.
So, we're talking, I'm sorry, Quimby here, along with Mark Matera from the Winston on 3rd Street, best sports bar in Old City and Northern Liberties right now. Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie, woo-ha-ha, our producer, Slash. Irving Fryer is with his wife in Atlanta right now, so he's taken off. And Diaz just told us about 15 minutes before the show that he was in Cape May for the weekend. So.
Well, I don't know what to tell you guys. I remember clearly saying I was disappointed that Zach wasn't there because I won't be there this week because I was going away with family. And when I left, I said, I'll see you all in Seattle. I'll make sure to submit in writing next time.
And we were all blinded by his five head at that point. But
he was probably telling himself in the bathroom and then came out and completely forgot to address that to us. And, oh, yeah, that's right. I should probably tell him I'm not going to be here next week. And in fact, came out and was talking about the Sixers.
And, in fact, the only person that does not need to tell us about being down at the Jersey Shore is Super Sam Brady, who is in Seattle holding down the fort. How you doing?
I'm good. I thought you guys forgot about me back here.
No,
I did.
Last is always best, sweetheart. You know that.
I like it. I'll take it.
Will we ever see you again?
Yeah, next
week. See you in September.
You
want
to come down?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you can't. You got to open up.
Yeah, we're opening up next week, unfortunately.
So, Zach, you were about ready to... Oh, Johnny, you look like you're about ready to bust.
Listen, you know, I don't want to hijack the whole show.
Do it. We don't care. That's what... You know what? They need more shows to be hijacked by this conversation, so they either get up and fly straight or get the out. Get out.
We were talking about this during the break. It's like ever since COVID hit, and a lot of people don't realize this, you know, because it's like it's been a long 2.5 years, right, since COVID hit, and there's been a lot that's gone on in the world. When COVID hit, the Flyers were one of the hottest teams in hockey. They had just won 9 in a row. They lost to the Bruins the night before, 2 nights before. They were set to play Tampa in Tampa on that Thursday when, you know, the night before was when Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, you know, and everything, the NBA shut down, and the next day was NHL and MLB.
I just don't know how you remember the Flyers schedule from 2.5 years ago. On the exact date.
That's our swami, baby.
That's how brutal it's been though, since that point in time.
Chris Sekwami.
They were so good that season. so good. They were Eastern Conference favorites. They were in the top five amongst teams in that year to win the Stanley Cup when the league went under into the bubble. And yeah, nothing was really exciting. They won the three round robin games. They become the number one seed, but that series against the Canadiens wasn't great. They didn't bury that team like we thought they would, in an empty arena in Toronto. And then 7-game series against the Islanders to go to the conference finals. All three games.
Maybe that's what they need is no fans in the stands in order to play well. And guess what? Maybe that's what Spectacor is trying to accomplish.
That's been the last 2 years though.
Close to that last year.
They could only have a certain amount. Like it was 3,500 fans during the COVID shortened season in 2021. That's all they could have. I think at max by the end of the season was 5,000 fans that they could have there. But the max capacity crowds back last season, and most of the second half of the year, you're playing in front of nobody. And I'm sorry, if you're Dave Scott of Comcast Spectacor and you can't see that there's a problem with that, and you want to continue to just sit there and go, let's just promote gritty more. Let's promote gritty more. You become a joke of a franchise when you're trying to center yourself around a mascot. It's like what the Phillies did for 10 years from 83 to 93. They were just like, we got the Fanatics still. The team doesn't matter. And then those late 90s teams, oh, that's great. Let's put out there Scott Rowland, Kurt Schilling, and Mike Lieberthal along with the Fanatic. Let's promote the Fanatic. Where does that work in any general context of sports? It doesn't. The great teams don't even have them. So what the hell does it matter? You're sitting there trying to shove gritty down our throats and it just doesn't work. But like, ever since they returned from COVID, this franchise doesn't know how to put their pants on correctly. Like, Chuck Fletcher puts them on backwards every damn day. He has the zipper in the back. It's just, it's so bad.
Well, sometimes when you're full of, it makes it easier.
It makes it easier, I'm sure. But like every team in the NHL.
That was good, right?
Yes. Yeah. Every team in the NHL knows that now. It's just like, that's the reason why they're sitting there going, oh, well, you want us to take that bad contract? Which is funny because the Vegas Golden Knights unload them for nothing. They don't have to give them out for anything every single year, but this team does. And I'm just happy as hell that Diaz isn't here today to listen to me rant, rave, because I know
that's
exactly
the moral of the story.
Yes. Yes. I'm glad we're talking about the Flyers right now.
And the moral of the story is Diaz isn't here.
I've been here for a week in Cape May. The longevity of your trip does not cancel out the fact that you didn't communicate it with us.
You know those sun visors that are put up in cars to protect it from heat, like in the windshield? Do you think those. Diaz covers his forehead with that?
Well, it is as big as a front windshield on a car.
It is.
Yes. No doubt about it. Sack plus gritty equals love. Sam plus Brady equals love. Kiss my ass.
Bro. Oh, God. Ew. Yeah, so anyway, just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Dave Bavuso is your go-to agent for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 856-740-5012 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That's 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer, all applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. You guys, we're talking Flyers. No mas. No more. No
Free
mas.
The Flyers!
Dang. No mas. No mas.
I'll tune back in now.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah. Slash, you don't want free tickets next season?
But we, and have you noticed there's no run sheets?
I like
you guys are liking this, right?
I like it. Yeah, free flowing.
We have two sports topics to discuss today before we get to AFC predictions. One of them is LeBron James.
I was hoping it would be Zach Wilson.
And Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson. Yo, did you see that T-shirt that came out?
No,
I'm not a Jets fan, but I almost bought it.
That's awesome. So wait a second. So since we're laughing about the Zach Wilson situation,
what a legend.
Apparently Zach Wilson's ex-girlfriend went and
keep it PG
and
homie hopping
and did the deed with his roommate, right? That's accurate, correct? Do we know?
They posted a picture. It was his roommate or his teammate from BYU.
Yeah.
And they posted a picture on Instagram and someone commented, homie hopping,
right? And then his ex-girlfriend decides to respond to this.
Yes.
Apparently Zach Wilson went and
His mom's best friend.
His mom's best friend. Okay, so first of all, we're going to call you Jen. No, we're going to call you Karen.
Stacy's mom.
Let's invent our own name.
Karen.
Karen's so overplayed.
I'm sorry.
And that's my mom's name. Come on. How about Sam?
No, we are definitely using Karen now. So here we go. I don't understand this. All right. This is almost as bad as that unbelievably gut-wrenching, obnoxious form of a human being that plays soccer for the U.S. women's team.
By the way, I watched Bill Burr's new stand-up last night. He mentions that, and it is hilarious.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. So Karen, I don't think that's considered homie hopping. All right. Let's talk about what you did.
Stifler's mom.
No, let's talk about what you did. Okay.
You ever see a grown man naked? No one's left on the show.
I just lost my head.
It's that sound.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
All right. So am I allowed to say the a word that rhymes with or?
No.
I can't.
No.
What can I use in place of that?
I don't know.
Prosty.
Yeah, okay.
Because that could be like a limb.
Yeah.
All right, it could be taken in a couple contexts.
There you go.
So, Karen. We're Karen! Lying. All right. In the eyes of everybody, you're a prosty. All right? In the eyes of everybody regarding Zach Wilson, he's a hero.
Oh, no doubt about it. He's a legend.
He's a legend. You,
this guy
you took
do
down your mom's
career.
Best friend? Yo,
yeah, man.
Hold on. I don't even care what she looks like.
No, I want to know. That to me, determines the level of legendary for me.
Russ Taylor, he went over for cookies and got the milk also.
Anyway. That's hysterical. Yeah, Karen, you just sound jelly.
He was sleeping with his mom's best friend. That's the real homie hopper.
Yeah.
With
I don't get
emojis.
It, though. That's not a homie hopper. That is not homie hopper. That is hero status.
That's Finch.
Now I want to know.
That is Finch.
What I want to know, it is Finch. What I want to know is how old he was when that happened.
I mean, you got to think about it, too. He's early 20s. He's probably about, what, 22, 23,
22 24. Or 23.
So his mom's got to be late 40s at most.
At most.
At most, which means.
Hold on.
Hold on. Late 40s? She could be 55, 60 years old. You don't know.
First of all, who's your boyfriend in the camera?
No.
This is Liz's son, Carlo.
Hello.
Hello, Carlo. How are you, brother?
I'm good.
Good. Good to see you, man.
As soon as we mentioned Zach Wilson, he came right in the room.
Hey, you know what? How old are you, Carlo?
14.
Yeah. That's how old Zach Wilson
was. Sam, you gotta wait 2 years, man. But if you were 16, I'd say get in the room right now, cause that's the legal age in New Jersey.
True. I'm muting you.
Please. So, yeah, Zach Wilson, hero status.
Definitely.
This is the best thing to come out of the Jets in.
Since Joe Namath
ever,
and Susie Culver.
Ever, yep.
Joe Namath and Susie Culver.
Thank you.
That's it.
The two things the Jets are remembered for.
And the butt fumble.
And the butt fumble.
The butt fumble. Yeah.
Way to go, Sanchez.
Yes. How great is that? Zach Wilson, the three greatest things that have happened, if you want to talk about like being irrelevant over the last 20, 25 years, greatest things that come from a franchise, your quarterback taking down his mom's best friend, and then
you have to remember that I bleeped that too. All right.
Thank you so much. And then on top of that, Susie Culver and Joe Namath.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, the last 25
Hold
years.
Hold on a second.
I want to kiss you.
The greatest moments. And Rex Ryan's foot Broadway fetish Joe. for his wife.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, too.
Hold on. We might as well play it, right?
This is how much.
It's legendary.
It's legendary.
It is.
Once I did tell my story.
Free advertising.
Yeah. You're gonna tell your story after you give me $6,000. Thanks.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
You don't even have the skip option on there.
Here we go.
I believe everything.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let's start from the beginning because this is just spectacular.
You're struggling.
Several hours. I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. Less about the team struggling.
I don't care less. I could care less Johnson about the team struggling.
In the afternoon, and then
that's like that family.
I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
I'm
I'm very disappointed with my behavior.
Come on.
Yeah, you took your shot and you missed.
That's like that family guy.
I wouldn't be disappointed with it. I'd be proud of myself.
That's like the family guy talking about Tim McCarver. As good as the Yankees were in the first half of the game, that's how bad they've been now.
I would be proud of myself that I managed to drink enough to hit on Susie Colbert in a national televised interview.
I could care less about them struggling.
Doesn't get old. It's
no.
Hilarious.
Hold on. Great. By the way, Susie from the area, fantastic. Yo, you held yourself.
What a true professional.
Yeah.
And she was a professional even after that and since then.
I love Susie.
Yeah, she's been awesome.
Susie may have deified him a little bit growing up, you know, wearing that fur coat and all.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Premier Window Cleaning is a leading window cleaning company in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas with over 30 years experience. They offer commercial and residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning, and more. Every employee is trained, certified, and goes through an extensive background check. At Premier Window Cleaning, your satisfaction level needs to be 100%, as no job is complete until you're happy with clients like Lincoln Financial Field, Comcast, Chop Roberts, and University of Pennsylvania. You cannot go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, call them at 267-534-5198. That's 267-534-5198. Or head to their website, wehatedirtywindows.com. That's wehatedirtywindows.com. Quimby, Mark, Sack, Slash, Sam, Carlo, Green Legion Radio. We'll be back right after this. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, or on your iHeart Radio app, listening live anywhere in the world. You guys, just to go over all parts of business, the show is brought to you by our friends at Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka and Stateside Bourbon, Dave Bavuso State Farm. That's what he gets for not letting us know.
Moment of silence.
Yeah. Dave Bavuso State Farm, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company, MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, Premier Window Cleaning, the Ludlam Bar and Grill. Everybody, make sure you remember next Saturday, a week from today, we will be in Sea Isle City.
Woo-woo.
And we're all crashing at Sam's place. Advantage Health Plus as well. And yeah, that's where we are. So, LeBron James. All right, look. Let's make this perfectly clear, everybody, because I don't want anybody going down the race rage. I don't want anybody, you know, it just doesn't need to be said. All right. Let me sum up LeBron James in one sentence. Somebody who never attended college, who fights for social justice, yet gets a check from a company that uses children in Chinese sweatshops to make the sneakers he represents.
Sounds accurate.
Yep.
There's nothing more accurate than that.
No.
Okay. These are the facts. You didn't go to college. I guarantee that you have street knowledge. I guarantee that you have life knowledge. All right. But I guarantee you don't have economic knowledge. I guarantee you don't have negotiating knowledge because you didn't have to. You got paid the most of any player, period, in the NBA history, period. Okay? You haven't had to go through that. And I personally would prefer if you stayed neutral. Now, I get it. You're an African-American, a successful African-American, a well-spoken African-American. And you represent the voice of a lot of African-Americans around the country, around the world. We can all agree on that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Before you speak and take a side, for God's sake, think of the implications. Or, in my humble personal preference, I would rather tell you to just shut the hell up. Because here's what's funny. Aside what I just said, which are facts, didn't go to college, all right, and gets a huge paycheck while fighting for social justice, and that paycheck comes from incredible lack of social justice. But he doesn't see it, so it doesn't matter. Out of sight, out of mind. We can all agree on that.
Absolutely. Yep.
Correct?
Yes.
Yep. All right. Brother, man, allow people to make their own decisions, but this is the best part, okay? What else is factual is that he's not happy, here we go, with how America has handled the situation with Brittany Griner. Hold on a second. If this was 3 years ago, it would have said, I'm not happy with how Trump has handled Brittany Griner. We can all agree on this.
Yep.
90%.
Yeah.
Right? Now it's America that he's not happy with. Hey, jackass. All right. The administration that you pandered to everybody, that you supported, that you said was going to be better for everybody, is the administration that's not getting this done. In the same sentence, it's not going to get done. I'm not giving up a war criminal or a spy or somebody of that nature, especially Russian at this point, who has intimate knowledge of certain U.S. workings that could be exploited, for Brittany Griner, who brought weed pens into a country that doesn't allow it.
It's her own fault.
Wrongfully detained, though.
Yeah.
Wrongfully detained is what I keep on hearing. But what did I say yesterday? When you play stupid games, you're going to win stupid prizes. And when you go into somebody else's house, or in this theory, you go into somebody else's country, this is what you set yourself up for. It's not wrongfully detained. Maybe it's wrongfully detained if you're in America.
Correct.
Because it's legal and you can do it. When you're in another country and you're trying...
Guess what's not legal in Russia? Drugs of any sort. All right? This is a communist country. All right?
Drink all the vodka you want.
The only thing that you are allowed to consume is that which the government owns. Period.
Yeah.
Period. All right? I think somebody else brought up a good point. I think it might have been Russ Taylor. By the way, the unhappy Gilmore, I would trade the bitch for Griner right now. Hey, she might do better for the Lakers than LeBron is doing right now. Lonnie Zimmerman, nice to see you. Who else is Brian? Brian's still in the room.
Lou Mancini.
Fito.
Oh, Fito. Fito's in the room. What up, Fito? Where's our Trick Daddy 2 from Dallas? What's his name?
He was in earlier.
Ah, yeah. I didn't see
Trick
him.
Trick Daddy 1, I think.
Trick Daddy 1.
First of all, it's Sugar Daddy.
Sugar Daddy 1. Yeah.
Whatever.
You know what? It's amazing the level of hypocrisy. It's amazing. And LeBron, I hope that you have somebody that you go over your social media posts with before you make them. I do. Unfortunately, he has a big forehead and isn't on the show today.
I wish he did.
Unfortunately, or did you say fortunately?
Unfortunately.
I would say fortunately in that matter. Yes.
Fortunately.
Green Legion might be down under.
But in this particular situation, I find this pretty comical. Okay. And if you listened to the transcripts from the Russian court hearing, you can hear Brittany Griner saying, I brought him in accidentally. Accidentally. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
And
go ahead.
Zach Wilson accidentally took down his mom's best friend.
It's a fair comparison. The lights were out. He tripped.
I love that accident. I thought you did it on purpose.
It's like Siffler with Jim's grandma in American Wedding.
Here's the deal. Do I think Brittany Griner should be detained? No. No, I think it's a joke. I think weed's a joke. I mean, the fact that it's not legal is a joke. All right. Seriously, it's a joke. It's a joke. You can garnish this much from drinking. All right. Same effects for a lot of people. All right.
Just like Quimby.
But like Chris said, all right, like Zach said, different country, different rules. And you know these rules. You know these rules because you live there. You played basketball in Russia because, well, the WNBA doesn't pay you enough. Now?
Did you see the WNBA All-Star Game trophy for the MVP?
Was it small?
Oh, it was horrible.
Dude, they found where they bought that at, and they found out
$10?
It was $18.99.
I've gotten bigger trophies for my little league baseball participation.
I'll have to look this up for you. It is absolutely hysterical for sure.
Oh my God. Listen, it's hilarious. And that's a sin. It shouldn't be that bad.
The MVP of the WNBA All-Star Game.
I understand the funding isn't there, it is for the men's, but come on, $20? That's just like, that's like a slap in the face. Come on.
You know, they would have thought that over the years that the traction that is.
Yeah, your right hand, that's about.
Look at that. That right there is a legit trophy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the Stanley Cup, but it's a legit trophy.
People on radio, this is the Green Legion Fantasy Football
League. This is what
trophy.
You get for winning the Green Legion Fantasy Football League. All right. And this is what you get if you're Diaz as the dwarf award and continually come up second.
Yes. A typical little league baseball,
it's about that size.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing.
Plastic trophy. That one might not even be $19, $18.
This one's a good 60.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's WNBA.
It should say owned by Stanker.
Yeah.
Stanker does own that trophy.
WNBA can't afford that.
Actually, Diaz has won.
Megan Rapinoe could pitch in for the WNBA MVP trophy.
But here we go. Now, there's a question that I have to ask. Still in the WNBA and the NBA, all right, I believe testing positive for marijuana is illegal or is it not? Is it based on states?
No, you do for
it's
all.
It's not a criminal charge.
In the NBA?
In the NBA? Oh, for the NBA.
Where you get fined and suspended like you do in the NFL?
Yeah. No.
You don't see it a lot, which I would assume.
Imagine they try to avoid that as often as possible. Yeah. But
again, I think
we know if there is any consequences whatsoever in the NBA for having marijuana or THC?
I think they may have lifted that ban. If not, they eased the rules.
Keenan Harmon, I accidentally went to the bank and took money that wasn't mine.
Yeah. Nice.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah. We all fall.
So we gotta take a break.
They don't randomly test players. It says on here.
Oh, that's right.
NBA will not randomly test players for marijuana again this season, and that was dice.
Okay. But are there consequences if they're tested positive? Because what I want to know is I believe there has to be because it's not across the board in the country yet, right?
Correct.
So that being said, when and if Brittany Griner returns, will the governing body of her U.S. employer suspend or fine her for having illegal drugs?
You would think if it was illegal.
I guarantee that's not the case. I guarantee they roll out the red carpet and sing Star Spangled Banner because she says, I don't want to hear the national anthem. How about that? Stick that in your bong. And smoke it. everybody.
See what you did there.
That was pretty good, right?
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
All right. How much time we got?
We got to wrap it up.
All right, you guys.
Yiggity.
Who did that?
Just waiting for that.
That was you?
That was me.
That was good.
That was Diaz from K-May.
Jim Rakovich. She was in a rush. Forgot they were in her luggage. Yeah, we know. I can't tell you how many times I've had to say that, but it's usually with a Baconator from Wendy's. That little beagle at the international terminal. That little bastard smells everything.
I could go for a Baconator.
Speaking of Baconator, you guys, we'll be back after this. We have to go to Wendy's. No, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, on the iHeartRadio app around the world. Appreciate you listening to us. Hope you're enjoying your ride to or from the shore. Hope we are keeping you entertained. We have another hour of Green Legion, of Diaz-free Green Legion Radio coming up. We appreciate you being here with us, everybody, and we will be back right after this. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, or on the iHeartRadio app anywhere around the world. You guys, we're talking about LeBron bitching, which, you know, two words that are fairly common in the same sentence. wait, hold on. We're talking about the drug situation. Lou Mancini. What's the best way to get cocaine in North Korea? Asking for a friend. we were having a discussion in the green room while we did a shot, all of us except Slash, who has to drive, about whether what I just said was too much. And no,
I just look out for your best interest.
No, I get it. And I asked, did I go over the top there? Let's just start being honest with each other about certain things. All right. You can tell when somebody words something to try to favor a political move. And I am done with it. I've had enough. What am I looking at?
Sam had her hand raised. That's
Sam can't talk while she's muted.
I thought it was because Lou said, never go fool Elton.
No, I was just going to agree with you. If you break the rules, you suffer the consequences. End of discussion, both ways.
You might be able to play victim here. You can't play victim anywhere else.
And it's like Quimby said, though, like to give them somebody that they want out of our prison system because they want to utilize them for something for a WNBA player. I don't care what league you're in. Like, it doesn't matter. But
hold on. What are her stats like?
Nobody. The league has been around for over 20 years. And
is she averaging a double-double? Because if so, then, you know.
We gotta get her home.
Still to this day.
Hashtag bring her home.
Are they going on 25 years now with WNBA? I mean, like, nobody cares about the WNBA. People care about women's tennis. People care about women's golf. People care about women's soccer. They do not care about the WNBA at all. There is nobody in this earth that cares about the WNBA unless you're in an illogical.
It's place. Like watching the NBA please, in slow motion.
Please watch the new Bill Burr stand up. It's
send it's it to perfect. Me and I'll watch it, but nobody
it's on
cares.
Netflix live from the Red Rocks.
Nobody
oh,
cares.
Oh, that's right. Wait, Sam. Sam is a superhero to us. Honestly.
Yes. Can we all
admit that Sam is a superhero? For what she has gone through.
No, absolutely. I was about to 100%. Say. Yes.
All right. Is that your sidekick now? Is Carlo your sidekick?
Well, today he is, unless you guys mind him being with me.
No, not at all.
He
no.
has the best hair on the show.
He does.
He does. He really
absolutely.
Does.
I am jealous.
Seriously.
You should be.
Anyway, yeah, well.
Zach, come on.
I look like Don Flamingo, you know? you guys play Punch Out? You have that island on your head? Yeah, that's me.
You look like an unsuccessful. You look like a failing cornfield.
No, if you build it, they will come.
What the hell? Yeah,
field of
Where
dreams.
Did you had to have had that in your bank.
You just made that up?
Yeah, you look like a failing cornfield.
Yeah, it looks like Kevin Costner was trying to build a baseball field in my forehead.
Oh, my God. That is
Jesus.
Oh, that's great.
I am happy and spectacularly surprised. By the way, Zach Wilson's mom needs to get Anyway,
speaking of Zach Wilson and success,
talk about the AFC.
I'm way more excited to talk about AFC than NFC, it's strictly so because of the quarterbacks.
It's so good.
Oh my God, the quarter—they don't even compare to the NFC. No. Yes, you have two GOATs and Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
Two top 10 of all time.
Yeah. But you look at the youth. The youth. And the future. The two of the AFC quarterbacks.
I just can't, like, for me, I was saying this to Slash, but in the maybe it was on Sunday when we were doing baseball brunch in studio. I still to this day cannot believe the fact that anybody gave you a hard time about Josh Allen becoming an elite quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. Go figure. It's almost like they didn't know what they were talking about.
By the way, by the way, congratulations, Arizona Cardinals, for not trading up and taking Josh Rosen. Nice work, everybody. Nice work.
Well, it's just
Arizona.
Like the Bears taking Trubisky, and then 10 picks later was Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And then the pick after that was, you know, the masseuse guy.
Yeah.
You know?
I think there was a quarterback in between, though. Between Mahomes and Trubisky,
nope.
No?
No. It was Trubisky at two, because that was the draft in Philly. Right?
Well, at least you're busy.
You mean the guy with little hands?
No, that's Kenny Pickett. Baby hands. No, baby hands Kenny Pickett is going for the starting job with,
how long do you think Trubisky lasts before?
5 weeks.
I was about to say 5 weeks.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And it's no longer, as Chris Berman used to call it, it's no longer the big ketchup bottle.
Well, let's.
They had to change their name.
Let's go over.
Heinz Field no more.
All right. What is it?
It's like Ashishore Field.
Huh? Stadium. I saw it. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, I think it's
I can't even pronounce it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some like insurance Sam. Company from Michigan.
Well, Pittsburgh Steelers, excellent market that you have there, but you have three joining rivers. Congratulations.
So much Ashishore in that stadium.
I wish Ashishore was.
Oh, that's for sure.
I wish Ash was for sure more often. So, let's go over the weakest division. First, the AFC South.
Oh.
All right. And this is a funny division to speak of now that Matt Ryan is there. They have the best running back arguably in the league in Jonathan Taylor, and they have a pretty solid defense, yet
they have a good setup.
They do. We're going to see. And Nick Foles is backing up Matt Ryan now. Right. So, you have the Ryan Tannehill led Tennessee Titans. However, in that backfield also exists another arguably the best running back in the league.
When he got hurt last
Derrick
year,
Henry.
When he got hurt last year, he still led the league in rushing for another 3 to 4 weeks.
That's great. That is
finished top 10.
They kept on every week. They would update it on Twitter and be like, Derrick Henry, King Henry is still leading in rushing.
Still leading. They have no AJ Brown. All right. The standings for last year, Tennessee 12-5, first place, Colts 9-8, Houston Texans 4-13, Jacksonville Jaguars 3-14. It's an interesting scenario. I think the Jaguars are going to be better.
I think they're the most interesting team to watch just to see how Trevor Lawrence progresses. Obviously we have the Philly tie with
they signed
Christian Kirk.
Yeah, they do way have some overpaid. Big signing. I think Christian Kirk is way overpaid. Yeah. But still, I just want to see Trevor Lawrence is supposed to be this phenom. Obviously he didn't get a fair shake with Urban Meyer at the helm last year. We know how that panned out.
What
with
ass.
A competent coach in Doug Peterson.
You'd like to think so.
Yeah, I would like to think so. Jacksonville, I'm just curious to see how that pans out and see the progression from Trevor Lawrence. But
there is an announcement that was made that the Houston Texans will introduce a brand new Red Army helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Against the Eagles on Thursday night, November 3rd.
It's kind of cool.
It is a cool-looking helmet, I'm not going to lie.
But what does it go with? You know, it's all about the full feature.
Unless you're going red jersey with it, but to me,
no red jersey. It's shiny.
Well, they have red. It's a trim red.
Yeah, but I would say it's got to go with the blue jersey.
The Texans
blue jersey is really
well.
Nice.
First of all, let's every seat in Texan Stadium is red.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that I believe is their predominant color. But in that sense, I agree with you, Chris. But
You called me Chris.
I called you Chris a couple times tonight.
I know you did. This is
Zach.
This is getting weird. I'm
sorry.
Serious.
what identity does the Houston Texans actually have?
The quarterback with the longest neck in the league.
That's baloney. No way.
Dude, I'm dead serious.
Look Davis the, Mills?
Davis Mills.
Does not have a longer neck than Mike Glennon.
No, I'm talking about starting.
He's right.
There's no way.
Starting. Do we have a neck comparison on Google?
Yeah, I have it up right here.
All right. So I believe that the Jaguars are going to be better. I think Houston's going to be in the
competitive
toilet. It boils down to the Titans and the Colts. Do the Colts have an opportunity this year to seat the Titans as far as the AFC South goes?
I think they do. I think Matt Ryan is a perfect fit for what the Colts have. We just talked about how the Colts have, right?
This is this,
I told you.
He's got a thicker neck.
Glennon?
Hey, try to hit that wall, baby.
Yeah.
She'll be happy about it.
Dude, exactly. I'm telling you right now, if I turn this,
let me see.
Look at that.
Oh my God.
Look at that.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, I didn't know Davis Mills looked like
he's
that.
He's got more of an Adam's apple. Look at that thing. Holy crap.
You're talking about like giraffe versus.
Wow. All right. Off rhino. Topic. Let's get back.
His neck like 8 inches long.
No, but going back to the Colts. Last year,
hold on a second. Colleen McCullough Kudrick in the room.
Hey-o!
Love you, Colleen. Yes. You do not come in. Colleen, you have an open invitation to come in studio. Please, at any point in time, we want you to come in.
Nobody Indulge. Puts Colleen in the corner.
Exactly. Yes.
Ryan is a proven veteran.
He's old.
Carson Wentz. Well, look what they did with Phillip
Rivers.
He's
a proven veteran. What the hell does that mean?
Seriously.
He's been to the Super Bowl. He's been in that situation.
He was in the Super Bowl in 2014.
He did not choke in that Super Bowl.
Bull crap.
That was Dan Quinn.
All you have to do is just say, listen, let me hand the ball off.
Hold on, he's 30.
Well, why does he have to tell what the coach has to do?
You're the franchise quarterback. You're the MVP.
And call an audible.
Yes. Coach?
Yes.
Oh, see, you're so wrong.
I'm sorry, coach. I didn't see it.
Go back and watch that second half and tell me that Matt Ryan did not
change. Listen to me. He's 37.
Okay.
Do we honestly think?
Yeah, well, Rodgers is 38.
He is not Aaron Rodgers. He is not Tom Brady. He is not Phillip Rivers. He is none of these.
Phillip Rivers is older.
Phillip Rivers
referring to older quarterbacks.
I get that, but Phillip Rivers never won an MVP. Phillip Rivers never went to a Super Bowl.
What does MVP have to do with him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Most valuable idiot.
That's an MVI.
Well, Tom Brady wasn't the MVP good on in 2013, so I would not want him on my team in 2013.
Real quick, Mark, who wins the AFC South?
I'm going with the Colts. I think the Colts have a shot.
All right.
Good God. I just think they're better coached. I know they lost to A.J. Brown, and they don't have much weapons outside of King Henry.
I said quick.
I get you, Titans.
I think last year was a showing that they're running Derrick Henry way too much. They're going to run him into the ground. And I like Matt Ryan as a fit in Indy. Give me Indy.
And I agree that you're an idiot. The Titans.
How?
They're not going to win 12 games this year, but they're still going to win the division.
Tannehill, a great quarterback, right?
No one said he was a great quarterback.
Who's he throwing to?
You're bashing Matt Ryan.
Again, pull back.
Right. Who is he throwing to?
All right. Do I have to produce and mute you?
Wow.
Okay, you won't even look at me, will you?
I can mute him.
I will.
Name the Titans' number one receiver.
I don't know.
Okay, that's great. You're great.
Well, no, you know what? You know what? For that particular reason, you do have an argument. However,
Dude, Michael Pittman Jr. That's all they have.
I don't see it. You know what? All right. It was a Frank Reich test. Frank Reich got a hold of one of the elite quarterbacks in the league who he coached, who he groomed, who he brought up, and he failed miserably with him last year. Miserably. All right. I am starting to wonder, I believe we've talked about this on numerous occasions. I thought that it was Frank Reich that was responsible for our Super Bowl victory and not Doug Peterson. But after seeing what Frank Reich did, the only thing Frank Reich did well last year was cut him the hell loose, was to get rid of him.
It wasn't even him.
Where do you think it's coming from?
Ursay.
Where did...
Ursay was the one that demanded him. I'm dead serious. Reich.
Do you think that Reich actually just didn't agree with him completely?
Reich and Ballard would have brought Wentz back this year if it wasn't for Ursay being so demanding to get him out of there. I think you are jaded right now.
No way. No way.
What did Reich do in his second year with the Eagles with Carson Wentz? They wound up going to the Super Bowl that year because of that, right? If you were Frank Reich and you were Chris Ballard and you gave up what you gave up in order to get Carson Wentz, don't you think you would have given him a second year with that team?
No.
27 touchdown passes and 7 picks?
No.
I don't know what to tell you.
What was Frank Reich?
It's a drunken idiot owner that wants to hang a banner for being an AFC finalist. That's what the Sixers do. They hang banners for probably the process years.
What would be a successful year for Frank Reich last year with bringing Carson Wentz? Going to the playoffs, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. Was Frank Reich the one that went 17 for 29, 185 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 turnovers?
Against Jacksonville in week 18? I know this whole thing.
The whole team.
I know this whole thing. Please. But
how was that on Frank Reich?
No, it is because he's not instilling leadership qualities into Carson Wentz.
You just moved on in.
Carson Wentz is uncoachable.
Then why would he want him back? Thank you for proving my argument.
Oh, okay. I was just I was trying to prove my Matt Ryan case.
All right, what division's next? Because we can yell at each other.
How
about
much
this.
Time do we have? Can we end this show now?
6 minutes.
6 minutes. All right.
6 minutes and 2 segments.
So
I know we go down the Carson way.
Shut up. I'm sorry. So anyway. Let's
hold on. I got to interrupt real quick. Colleen wanted to say, sorry, Quimby, Sack is right here.
Now what?
Oh, I'm sorry, Colleen. Well, I respect Colleen.
Welcome to wisdom, Colleen.
With everything she said, cause she's usually right.
What a wonderful.
I'm not watching the room, Colleen. I'm sorry. One of these days he choked when he took the sack. Colleen, quit messing around in the room and get your ass in studio, please. Anyway.
Can we do something? Can we save the AFC
away.
West for the last segment?
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yes. 100%. The final 10 minutes of the AFC.
100%. We're going AFC North because I don't think the Steelers are going to compete. The Browns, you know, the Ravens. Wow. You want to talk about Lamar? So I have a
You're giggly today.
Yeah.
I have. Giggity-giggity-goo.
Well, I'm going giggly-goo for you. Giggly-goo.
It's Lamar. So I have a constituent. His name's Brian Snyder. He runs Be More Around Town in Baltimore. They do the same thing.
They helped you out last year with the Broncos tickets.
No. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Brian did.
We were down at the shore.
Saved me about $30,000.
Yep.
Brian's a good dude, and there's a company that set up this 30-second clip element where you would pay $300 or $400 and you would get the player of your choice within their client base to give you a 30-second clip about your program. So if I wanted Brian Dawkins to talk about the Green Legion, I could pay $400 and go to this organization here. And Brian Dawkins does it on his cell phone. It's very organic. It's very simple. 30 seconds, $400.
So it's like Cameo.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson was one of these guys. Obviously, you know, representing Baltimore at this point, he said he couldn't understand a word Lamar Jackson said.
Jesus. How about the COVID season where he was running off the field because he had the poop?
I can't tell you.
You gotta go.
I can't tell you how many times that has happened to me.
And he led the comeback against the Browns, literally and figuratively.
Yes.
Boom. I don't even know. You know, the Steelers have been to the playoffs every year under Mike Tomlin.
The Ravens lost their last five games after Lamar Jackson got hurt, and they were in first place in the AFC North before he got hurt. They're getting J.K. Dobbins back this year, their number one running back, and they're getting back. Remember, in preseason last year, they lost their top two to three running backs. They're going to get them back this year.
You think that people haven't figured out the Lamar Jackson Baltimore Ravens offense?
Well, that they need those two running backs because their number one receiver is
Mark Andrews.
Well, tight end, yeah. Their number one receiver is Rashad Bateman.
Yeah, they're going to be.
I don't
just
like that
fine.
Trade they made with Hollywood Brown.
They're going to win the division. The Ravens are going to win.
Ravens are going to win.
The Ravens are going to win the division. The Bengals. Really? The Bengals will make the playoffs as a wild card.
Really?
Yes. I think Pittsburgh makes the playoffs as a wild card.
0% shot there, baby hands.
So what we're all saying here.
You telling me that there's a chance?
Are you both in agreement that three teams from that division make the playoffs?
Two. There's no way Trubisky and Baby Hands Pickett are leading that team to the playoffs, and there's no shot.
You think it's the first time they're out with Tomlin?
Yes.
How did Ben Roethlisberger make it last year?
He's got at least some sort of a pedigree to get there.
Not last year.
You expect
Come on.
One of those two quarterbacks to get them there?
I think they're more competent than Ben Roethlisberger.
No.
In year 35, yes.
And then the Browns, they can fail all day, every day. The fact that 4 to 6 games is going to be given to Deshaun Watson when Calvin Ridley tried to hit on a 19 parlay and didn't, and he got a full season is an absolute joke. That hat should not be in the league next year.
The Browns will be in last place.
You can say ass hat.
Yeah, I know, but I was about to say the other word before I switched to ass hat. So,
Browns last place? Say aye. What a joke.
Fun.
$230 million guaranteed.
Bucks County Baseball Company is the premier vintage sports clothing and collectibles retail store in the tri-state area. Visit BucksCountyBaseballCO.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location over the weekend. Items from the Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, and much, much more. Again, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com or visit their Bristol, PA location over the weekend. The showroom is huge and the website is even bigger. BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. Let's see. How am I going to get tossed off of Facebook here?
Are we still alive on Facebook?
We are, actually.
We've been doing all right.
We are holding out strong.
We're going to get kicked right now. This is my tribute to me having floor seats tomorrow.
Boy band ass.
Yeah, and that jacket that I'm wearing. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, or on the iHeart Radio app worldwide. Quimby, Mark, Zach, / Super Sam, and
the best damn hair in the room.
There he is. All right. You guys, we'll be back right after this. How awesome was Elton John last night? For everybody that was at the show, it was just phenomenal.
I still can't believe you stormed the stage naked. That's insane.
In nothing but that jacket that Alex Donahue gave him.
It's insane.
The old one right here?
Yes.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
That was one of the best photo bombs I've ever heard. My man.
Elton liked it too. So.
Oh, oh yeah. He liked it. He was smiling.
Carlo, what are you doing? Get in the picture, man. What are you doing?
Sorry, my bad. I'm doing Wordle. I'm doing my Wordle.
Oh, all right.
I got my bad.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, or on the iHeartRadio app everywhere. We are pre-recording this show on Thursday, as we normally do. We do appreciate you listening to us on your drive to or from the shore, hoping you are enjoying excellent July weather.
Speaking of the shore, you guys need to join us for a live show. There will be no recording next Thursday night because we will be down.
And their Facebook goes.
At the Ludlum Bar and Grill. Make sure you guys are there. Bud Light Baseball Brunch from 12 to 1 with myself and Greg Murphy, as well as Quimby will be producing the show. So I'm sure you're going to be dropping in with us. Yes, you will be because there's no slash.
You can Am I invisible?
All you need to do is just press buttons. I was going to advertise you.
You're not producing, Sam.
Yes.
You're running the whole damn thing.
Yes, you are. And then followed
up. So you
know
Quimby will be in a bad mood.
Followed up by
time.
A live.
I don't know what you're talking about, ass.
A live edition you, of Green Legion Radio with the whole cast of characters minus Slash. We're going to miss you next week alongside
again, at least
Eagles legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer.
It's great that Slash actually gave us a heads up as opposed to.
Are we actually sure he's going to be there?
I don't know.
Actually, do we want him there?
I don't know.
Yeah, just cut him loose now. Put Mark back in.
And let's the good news is he's fired. Yeah. And like I said, it's a good thing that we finally have somebody sitting in
How
DSC
you get fired on your
brain.
Day off? There it is. It doesn't take long, but we find it every time.
Because the good news is you're fired.
Too fun, everybody. We're enjoying ourselves. We enjoy getting kicked off of Facebook by Sony, Warner.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah. You know, it's not that. It's because of I played Elton John.
Saturday.
That's a great song. One of my favorite scenes from the British intelligence movies.
What? James Bond?
No. Take more it. Recent.
Bourne?
No.
The Italian job?
Austin Powers? You think Quimby's interested in Italian jobs?
Yo. Easy there, kids. Easy there.
The Kingsman.
I was way off. Yeah. Swimmy, swami.
New star with an A, though.
Check the briefcase.
That's it.
That was way off.
Nobody can hear anything anybody's saying right now, just so you know. All right. What were you saying, Sam?
When they were making fun of the Italian job, I just want to say easy there. Calm down.
No, here we go.
Let's go easy on the Italian.
I know her as well as I think I do, so invite her right in for tea and strumpets.
That's going to be Sam next week at the house at Sea.
One of the most quotable movies of all time.
Oh, dude, there's no doubt. There is no doubt. Hey, big gulps, huh?
All right.
See you later.
I don't know. I swallowed a big June bug on the way in. I'm not very hungry.
That John Denver was full of.
Thought the Rocky Mountains were going to be a little rockier than this.
Oh, it's the best.
I was robbed by a sweet old lady on a motorized cart.
I didn't even see it coming.
You sold my dead bird to a blind kid? The best line in the entire movie is actually that.
Harry.
Pretty bird.
I took care of it. I need to have that card.
Yes.
A few baseball cards, a sack of marbles.
Petey.
Pull over. It's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing.
Every time you guys ask me a question, I need to play Harry.
I took care of it. Hey, did you write my check this week? Harry.
There it is. Colleen Goodrich, just when I thought you couldn't get any dumber, you go and do something like this and totally redeem yourself.
You had an extra pair of gloves the whole time.
My hands are kind of sweating.
Yeah, we're in the Rockies.
We're in the Rockies. I'm going to kill you.
Just let it go.
Oh, God, we can't.
Just tell me where to sign. Right on my ass, right after you kiss it.
Speaking of cold.
All right.
Speaking of cold, how about the AFC East?
Yeah, Keenan Harmon just had the best response. Squirrel!
Yeah. AFC East.
You guys didn't even make your predictions in the North yet, did you? I know I did.
I'm sorry.
I think the Bengals are running away with this.
Wow.
I think Lamar Jackson is old already. I think everybody's figured him out. And...
It's tough.
I get it.
Between those two teams, it's tough.
But I believe the Ravens are going to make the playoffs. I agree with you.
See, I'm the same way. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be the wild card team, though.
Are you going three teams?
So that means three teams.
Are you going three teams?
No, I'm going Baltimore doesn't make it.
Wow.
John Harbaugh barely makes the playoffs. Wow.
I'm sticking to my guns because I've been high on the Steelers all offseason. Not high as in like they have a chance to win the Super Bowl, but just
high as in it's gummy day. I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're smoking with Diaz.
Please, no. Absolutely.
Oh my God. That seat is synonymous with that.
With gummies for sure.
That's why I said it. Diaz said
this seat's brought to you by gummies.
But also don't overlook, I think Cincy could have kind of a downer year.
they did blow the Super Bowl towards the end. And
they
a lot
blew
of times
the Super
when
Bowl.
You blow the Super Bowl and you lose the Super Bowl, you have a down year the following year. But Joe Burrow, he's a stud.
Lamar Chase to me is just.
Jamar Chase, yeah.
What did I say?
You're thinking of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Jamar Chase. Just.
T. Higgins.
Stud.
Yeah, Higgins. Joe Mixon.
They still have Tyler Boyd, probably the best third wide receiver
there's
in football.
Zero doubts about that.
And they did.
If Joe Burrow stays healthy, there's no question they're in the playoffs.
No doubt. Yeah.
It's just so tough to come off.
And Mike Brown does not deserve this consistent of a football team.
Yeah.
Just saying. He is a class A jerk O double F.
Along with Stephen Ross in Miami.
Yeah. Ugh. Arthur Blank. Yes. That's your stare when anybody asks you an intelligent question.
Speaking
dumbass.
Of Stephen Ross, let's go to the AFC East.
Let's do that. Obviously.
Bills are out. Josh Allen sucks.
I didn't know somebody came back to the show.
Okay, so Slash has given his opinion on the NFC or the AFCs. I think the Dolphins are going to suck, and the only reason is because they're owned by Stephen Ross.
I set you up for that.
I think the Jets are going to suck, even though everybody here is now a Zach Wilson fan.
No doubt about it.
Zach Wilson's the only winner of that team in 2022. So
yeah, you forgot about the Dolphins though. They did get Tyreek Hill. I mean, that's their claim to fame.
Guess what?
Tua stinks.
Yeah.
Tua does stink.
Who's throwing him the ball though?
There's nothing better than running so fast into a wall.
Yeah, and who's throwing him the ball?
Exactly. You know what the funny thing is about Miami? They might have arguably one of the best wide receiver duos in football in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Yep. And it gets overlooked because Tua is just
overlooked because Stephen Ross is going to ask his head coach to lose. So
exactly, yeah. But Tua is the exact opposite quarterback of what you want for a Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room here. All right, the Bills are going to make the playoffs.
Definitely.
We know that.
Yeah.
Does New England have any shot?
Of
the division or playoffs?
Yes.
And why?
Because Bill Belichick's there, and it's the second year of Mac
Jones.
Hold
on a second. That's it. That's all you have to say.
They made it last year.
I mean, they're saying that Mac Jones isn't, like, I don't mean to sound like he's Apollo Creed and he's the best shape of
Apollo
his life.
Apollo who? You talk about that old fool Apollo Creed, one has been teaching another has been nothing. Problem with Apollo lately, he's been running off at the mouth, and when I see him, I'm gonna close it. Ain't gonna be no quick knockdown this time. I'm gonna crucify him. I'm gonna torture him.
This is impressive.
Real bad.
No, you know, Apollo always said, I'm in the best shape of my illustrious career. A lot of people are saying that about Mac Jones. Remember his body build was kind of like Tom Brady when he came out of college in Michigan. Take your shirt off and it looks like mine or yours, Quimby.
Dad bod.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But like, you know, man, I'll tell you what. The Patriots just know how to win. They're going to find a way to get into playoffs. It's going to be – that's another wild card team. There's going to be a wild card team coming out of the North. There's going to be a wild card team coming out of the East. But – listen, man, what you saw out of Josh Allen in that game, which was probably the greatest ending to a football game of all time.
No, it wasn't.
One of the best.
It was one of the best football games of all time with the biggest bull crap ending of all time.
Yeah, but it got so much better with 2.5 minutes left of the game. Like, it was just unbelievable.
It's what put a microscope under the whole overtime.
Yes. And when they're doing the right thing.
And they fixed it.
They corrected it. And it's only for postseason this year.
It's okay.
Yeah, which is fine. That's all I need it for.
Thankfully, we don't need Detroit and another long Skinner.
I agree with you. I agree with you right there. But Josh Allen, they're going to win the division. It's so tough because I'm looking at, like, you know, I keep on telling you guys the best bet in Vegas this year is the under on wins for the Giants 7.
I've mentioned that on several different shows.
There's no doubt about it. There's zero doubts. But, like, I want to put together a parlay for division winners.
Did you say a parlay or a parlay?
Parlay or parfait. Those are good, too.
I like parfaits.
Who ever said parfait? Anybody know anybody say parfait and your mouth didn't start watering?
I'm ready to partay as well. Let's go.
You can put a parlay together for the NFC. You're right? I mean, you believe in the Rams. You believe in the Bucks. You believe in the Packers. You believe in the Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you're going to be wrong about the Eagles, it's the Cowboys. But, like, how wrong are you really going to be on that? You look at the AFC.
Chasing that.
It's so hard. You got two teams legit in each division that have a shot at winning the division. Yep. that could completely screw up your parlay.
And rescue a princess just so Farquaad to give you back a swamp, which you only don't have because he filled it full of freaks in the
I
first
knew it
place.
Was from Shrek.
See you later. Parfaits may be the most delicious thing.
I think I preferred your humming.
Underrated. Yeah. Parfaits.
But yes, I have the Bills are going to win the division and the Patriots are going to make the playoffs. So far I have 5 of my 7 already allocated for.
Well, then we know where we're going with this. Mark, you want to add anything other than we're going to the Winston after to,
we're
get,
going to the Winston after
get some food?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah.
I agree with Zach.
No, I agree with him as well.
I disagree.
And I think Miami will be a huge, colossal downfall after the moves they made and what they gave up to get Tyreek Hill. Finding out Tua's not the quarterback, it just sets them back
they
so
They already
far.
Knew Tua wasn't the quarterback.
They're so trying, why'd they give up so many draft picks to get – Because to get Tyreek.
Because listen, and we don't want to admit this because we like to believe in Jalen Hurts.
They have no running back either.
We want to believe in Jalen Hurts that he's the guy. They're doing the same thing with Tua. They're trying to surround him with as many weapons as possible and try and sit there and say maybe it wasn't a team. Maybe
hold
it wasn't
on,
a coach.
Hold on. Are we really the weapons, are we really comparing Jalen Hurts with Tua right now?
To a certain extent.
You don't
Tua,
give up
Tua
that
coming
much.
Out of college was more highly regarded than Jalen Hurts. Number five pick in the draft we'll as compared to the second round pick in the draft.
Yeah, but you don't give
Isn't
that,
that
much
crazy?
Up.
But they're trying to
All right,
prove
but right now,
right.
but right now, who would you take?
Jalen.
But it's just like Miami.
How nuts is that?
But yeah. Miami is trying, remember, Miami is also being vilified for the simple fact that they drafted Tua ahead of Justin Herbert.
They're being vilified because they're owned by a jackass.
Which may be correct, but they took Justin Herbert the pick afterwards. And Justin Herbert's had a great career with Mike Williams and Keenan Allen the first 2 years. That's what they're trying to figure out.
What you have to figure out when you're drafting and you have an opportunity to choose between two players who
right
arguably are going one and two in your respective
in that
positions.
Spot.
And you have a guy who's 6'5", and you have a guy that's 5'11".
Well, actually, they were 2 and 3. Burrow went number 1 overall.
No, I am talking about those two. They went 5 and 6.
I'm talking
1 and 2 in their respective positions.
Yes.
At that point in the draft.
Lollipop Gill and Sunshine from Remember the Titans.
We're not representing this. This is not the Wizard of Freaking Oz, you jackasses. You got Justin Herbert who's 6'5" and
we are looking for sponsorships on Green Legion Radio for football season. So Lollipop Gill, they may
represent
yes.
The Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, and we'd like to welcome you to Munchkin Land.
Oh my God.
It's, hey, you're making me feel more like a dwarf among midgets. Can you reach the Crispix? Yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
Where's Adam Gilmore?
Seriously.
But no, when you have a situation where you're
where there are two equivalent players, you gotta take the one that's physically more gifted.
Bigger,
but not even bigger arm, taller
guy. You're in the
guy.
Situation you're in right now. And you're trying to see if your quarterback
is why Miami
guy,
sucks.
You don't give up that much to get one receiver to be like, oh, that's not the guy. Oh, and, wait, we don't have any resources to get the guy.
And let me tell you what's going to happen for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Drop the knowledge.
All right. Love the that. Knowledge is it doesn't really matter. Justin Herbert will not be there 2 years from now.
Wow.
Because Spanos will not give him enough to succeed as a team, as a whole, and somebody's going to come in and give him $80 million a year guaranteed in front of Kyler Murray because you are representing the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild.
Howie, how are you? Are you listening?
Lou Mancini, Herbert looks like Pete Brady, but that dude is a stud.
Herbert is a bona fide stud.
Dude,
how do you take Tua over Herbert?
I guess
you know why?
I guess because
do you know why?
Because Marcus
because
Mariota
it was a
failed
coin
going
flip.
Out of Oregon.
It was either Ross or Spanos, and both of them are complete effing morons.
Remember,
Oregon has not produced a good quarterback.
Oregon
ever.
Quarterbacks. That's what they were going against. They,
Mariota.
But then again,
Dennis Dixon.
There hasn't been a really good Alabama quarterback since. Yeah, I could care less about this team struggling.
All right, we gotta go to break on that.
Why did I not keep that up?
Damn it.
Why did I not keep that up? Hold on.
We gotta go to break.
No, we don't. We'll take it out of this. We're taking it out. We're going.
Struggling. He's struggling to pull up the sound cord.
Struggling. Oh, really? We gotta listen to your ad again. Oh.
Pre-advertisements.
Yeah. Yes, when we come back from break, we will discuss the AFC West.
And struggling.
Been drinking for several hours.
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me the same thing impresses them.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
It was awful.
That's great. You guys, let's see what I can what can I get kicked off of Facebook with now? You guys, Green Legion Radio, myself, Quimby, Mark, Zach, Slash, Super Sam, Carlo. Down in Seattle, you guys, having a good old time. I hope you're enjoying your ride to or from the shore here on a Saturday afternoon. We'll be back right after this. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Part of an enormously growing rage that's called Green Legion Radio.
What?
Yeah. Make sure you go to YouTube and subscribe to our channel, The Green Legion. If you're not listening to us on the iHeartRadio app, make sure you download that. I know a lot to do, but please just do it for us. We appreciate that. You guys, we are, Green Legion Radio, Quimby, Mark, Zach, Slash, Super Sam, and Carlo.
Carlo!
The best hair in the business, baby. We are talking about our predictions for the AFC. And we have the AFC West to get to in our
the
final
grand finale.
The final 9 minutes.
Deservedly so.
Is that about what we have?
Yeah.
All right.
Good math by you.
You know, let's you're fired. It's all right.
Because the good news is you're fired.
Actually, I can't fire him. We need him.
Yeah, Sam's got to start writing times down. She's getting frazzled over there.
I hope you know how to edit, Sam.
Just take a look at the quarterbacks in this division.
It's insane.
Is Derek Carr the worst quote unquote quarterback in this division?
He has to be.
I mean, that's insane to me.
Well, first of all, the Denver Broncos, I'm just going to give you my take. It's Kansas City all the way. Until somebody seats them, it's Kansas City.
Definitely.
I don't believe the Raiders or the Broncos are owned and run properly enough to compete for this division, which trickles down into every other executive position and then finally into the players. The Chargers are even worse. So it's still the Chiefs. However, I think what we might see, and this could be where the balance of power flips.
Chargers.
I don't believe that the Chiefs are going to have a good enough record this year to be the number one seed in the AFC where Buffalo does. And if the Super Bowl has to go through that godforsaken spit of land on the Erie, on Lake Erie in the middle of nowhere where you can wear shorts to a tailgate and by the time the game's over, you're frozen solid. All right. I think it's a brand new ball game. I think the Bills are the number one seed in the AFC because the Chiefs can't go more than 4-2 in their division this year.
And the Chiefs still take the division.
They still take the division, okay. But they're not going to be 12-5. They're going to be 11-6 or 10-7. That's what I see.
Yeah, I think it takes them another year before they get back to where they were, just with all the changes they made over the preseason. Receivers and
Tyreek
and
it's a big loss.
Yeah, it's a huge loss. I mean,
he won that game for them against the Bills.
They got Juju Smith-Schuster, who's
he's decent,
But he's not Tyreek.
He's not Tyreek. Yeah.
And Sammy Watkins, is he still? No, he's with the Packers.
He's
now.
With the Packers. Yeah,
I thought he retired.
You still have the best tight end in the league.
Yeah, you got
you
Kelsey.
Do.
You know, and Kelsey.
But how much, listen, I don't want to take any success away from Travis Kelsey, but how much of that success was the fact that safeties had to sit back further
spread
because
the
they had to respect. They had to respect Tyreek Hill's speed.
You hit the nail on the head, bro.
What the Chiefs have in that division is they have continuity. They have a quarterback with a head coach that's going on their fifth season now.
And they've been on the same page since day one.
They've been in the AFC Championship game every single year that he's been there. This is a team that's been there and done that. But what we saw last year was things starting to fall off a little bit at the beginning of the season. The regular season.
You're going to see that.
I get that. But the regular season, though, to them has now become stale. It no longer matters for them. And I think now that Russell Wilson's there with the Broncos and now you have Davante Adams with the Raiders and oh, God, man, like that division is tough. To me, you have to look at it too. They have a first place schedule that they have to adhere to.
Yeah, their schedule's tough.
I look at it like this. I like the Broncos in that division.
Oh,
they have the best. They have the best running back tandem in the division. It's not even close. They have the best.
They have a receiver that wants out of town.
They have the best wide receiver group.
Okay.
They have the best wide receiver group in the division from start to finish.
Yeah. And one of them
if
doesn't want to
healthy,
be there.
If they stay healthy.
And if Russell Wilson stays healthy.
If.
I'm putting the Broncos up there.
Well, you can't use that as your argument.
Okay.
Russell Wilson is not prone to injury.
I meant
he
the
was
receivers.
Last year.
I meant the receivers.
Well, first year.
But I mean, that was the thumb, the finger. I mean, that was something that, you know,
those are not, you know, hamstrings, calves. That's when you're showing your age, not a broken finger.
Right. Yeah. I hate to go against the grain, but that's just how I'm wired. The Broncos win the division.
I love going against the grain.
The Broncos win the division. The Chargers win the wild card.
The Broncos win the division.
And the Chiefs.
That's what I'm saying.
And the Chiefs
that's
are out of the playoffs.
Old
wow.
Move.
Wow.
All right. I'll go to this. I think the Chargers get over the hump, win the division. Justin Herbert, another year. They added J.C. Jackson. They added Khalil Mack to the defense to bolster that up.
Correct. That's why they're making
the
playoffs.
That's a big move.
That's why they're making the playoffs.
They have one of the best receiving tandems in the NFL. I think they make that step to win the division. I like Brandon Staley as a head coach. I think Russell.
He's got balls.
Yeah. I think Giggity. Russell. Yeah. I think Russell Wilson's a great story for Denver. I just, something tells me something happens there. It's too good to be true for Russell Wilson to be like, plug him in and next thing you know, they're the next thing. Patrick Mahomes is too good not to make the playoffs.
I'd have to look at the schedule.
It's so hard.
The Broncos
really
are playing. The Broncos aren't playing. Like, remember, the Chiefs have to play.
Prone.
They have to play against the best teams in each. They have to play the Bills in the regular season. They have to play the Titans in the regular season. Who won that division? Was it the Bengals? The Bengals won that division, right? The Bengals, they're going to have to play the Bengals in the regular season.
I don't care.
The Broncos aren't going to have to play them.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
It's Patrick
Mahomes. Dude, that dude makes plays like nobody's business.
I will be a fool
if
preseason I do not have Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. Until he proves me wrong, I am having Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. Give me them as the number one wild card team.
Real quick before we get to Mark. Keenan says a healthy Mahomes wins the division. He was healthy last year. And he turned over the ball at an alarmingly high rate. And he had Tyreek Hill to throw the ball to. Outside
of Travis
Kelce,
the Chiefs' schedule: the Cardinals,
win.
Chargers, Colts, Bucks, Raiders, Bills,
oh boy,
49ers.
They got a tough schedule. Geez.
What Titan, did I tell you?
That this schedule is out of control.
Thank
Holy
you.
Holy moly!
Titans, Jaguars is the first one they get.
It's the first one that's like, all right, they win it.
Chargers. Rams.
Oh my God.
Bengals, Broncos, Texans, Seahawks, Broncos, Raiders. Hold on. Let me go through that again.
That's redunculous.
That's
that is redunculous. Cardinals, Chargers, Colts, Buccaneers, Raiders, Bills, 49ers, Titans, Jaguars, Chargers, Rams, Bengals, Broncos, Texans, Seahawks, Chiefs. Sorry, Broncos, Raiders.
Broncos. Okay. Seattle, Houston, Niners, Raiders, Colts, Chargers, Jets, Jaguars, Titans, Raiders, Panthers, Ravens, Chiefs, Cardinals, Rams, Chiefs, and Chargers.
That's why I think it's interesting when you look at it, because you're not looking at who's the best team. You're looking at who has...
Everybody arms off the tables.
Schedule.
Who has the best team or the best chance to make the playoffs? And who's good enough to make the playoffs?
Mark, what do you got?
My elbows on the table.
It doesn't matter what you say. Whatever you say is smarter than what Diaz would say. So.
Yeah, sure, perfect. Sure.
Now, I mean, granted, the Chiefs have...
That's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, I mean, their schedule is insane. I'm a Chiefs fan, so I have to go with the Chiefs. Like,
yeah, I'm still not going to be fooled by Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, like, prove me wrong until you do it.
Exactly.
I think we call it a day, right? Good time.
Yeah. What do you have? Winston for some food.
Go to Winston.
What do you got?
I think the Chiefs. Well, honestly, I look at that schedule. That makes you think otherwise. Do I want to give the Raiders any credit? No, not with that Chucky haircut and by that owner.
Josh McDaniels.
Nobody even mentioned the Raiders.
Picking up Devontae Adams is a big deal, but the problem with the Raiders is that they are the Raiders.
And they have the worst quarterback in the division, and that's not saying a lot because he's still good.
I actually, in listening to you guys talk about this and checking out that schedule, I might say the Chargers win that division.
Mm-hmm. So the Chargers win the division and the Chiefs get in on a wild card,
and that's if they're lucky.
Bottom line, that division.
I still don't put any water into Denver.
Yeah, definitely not.
Bottom line, I'm not betting anything on that division.
Yeah,
I'm staying the hell away from that division.
John Jansen will.
John Jansen probably has some bold pick, like Russell Wilson's going to go down and Paxton Lynch is going to win that pick.
He's going to throw for 527 yards in the first game of the season.
Shout out John Jansen. Anything that Patrick says, like in some of his like interviews, like he even says, like, this year's team is going to be a different team than what we've been, that he's going to spread the ball around a lot faster and more fluid than we did in the past, where before everybody knew he was going to Tyreek. He's got other weapons.
So you're going to get the ball out faster when you don't have the fastest guy in the league on the field.
Makes sense.
Thanks.
Yeah. Because he had double coverage on the same receiver.
My name's Brittany Griner, and I'm bringing weed pens into Russia. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. You guys, been a hell of a show. Mark Matera, owner of the Winston on 3rd Street.
Let's go get food.
Yeah, we're going there right after this. Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie, our producer / our not so intern anymore, Super Sam Brady, along with Carlo down in CI, which we will be there next week. You guys, pleasure having you. Let's get out of here, everybody. And appropriately, as we get kicked off of Facebook one more time, everybody in the room, we appreciate it. You guys have been great as always. Colleen, Lou, Bryant, Keenan, everybody that was in there. You guys are phenomenal. We appreciate you. We'll be back next week, baby, at Sea Isle City, the Ludlum Bar and Grill, 4000 Landis Avenue, formerly La Costa, live from 12 to 3 with Baseball Brunch, Greg Murphy, Chris Sack, and Green Legion Radio, Irving Fryer, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Super Sam Brady, and myself. It's going to be a hell of a weekend. Make sure you make plans to get down there. We appreciate you, everybody. See you next week.